I'm in the visually impaired category and I'm a B2.
And what eye condition do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I just got an infection when I was younger and just lost my sight.
So did you start skiing before or after?
During. So I was losing my sight and my mum decided to take me skiing.
For the sighted community, skiing is probably scary enough, and I've watched videos of you two together, and the speed you're going, I wouldn't ever want to do it. It's very much trust between you two, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. But I say to myself, the faster you go, the safer it is. I don't know if that's true, but it makes me feel better. But I mean, I can't see what I'm going down, so I mean, I can't get scared.
So obviously you've not known training as a sighted skier, but as a non-sighted skier, alpine skier, what are the things you do to make it easier for yourselves to work together?
Communication is quite a big factor in our relationship. You know, if we're open and honest with absolutely everything and Brett tells me what's going on and things like that, then it makes my life a lot easier. And I think, especially because when we're skiing, communication is the biggest element. It makes Brett's life easier if we're able to communicate well off snow.
And Brett, have you got anything to kind of follow up on that?
Millie's right in terms of the communication, specifically even when we're on snow. If it's just me telling Millie everything, I have to constantly look behind me to see how she is. But if she's repeating back after every command, yip, and telling me when to speed up and when to slow down with the on and off, then I don't specifically have to look back every turn. So that, therefore, makes the team stronger and makes it better.
So how did you get into guiding? You say the Navy's released you for 2 years to do this full-time. How did you get into it?
So I was away skiing with the Royal Navy Ski Champs and Teen, and I got an email from one of the development team coaches, Ewan Bennett. He just asked if I wanted to come for a trial period with Millie Knight for the week. Went over to Dubai. We did that. The trial period went really, really well. Me and Millie got on kind of exceptionally well. And she asked me to go to America, over to Aspen for the World Cup finals. Went over there and somehow came back with 3 gold medals. The Navy told me before I went, you can go for these 4 weeks, but that's the most skiing you're doing. And then luckily, with the 3 gold medals, I got released for 2 years. So it's been fantastic.
And Millie, have you got any instances where the Bluetooth communications might have failed?
Well, no, touch wood, we've not had that during a race. But Brett actually shouts loud enough for it to cut out and me to still be able to hear him.
Jennifer and Mena were saying that they had an instance where they were both trying to like knock it on and off at the exact same time.
That's happened quite a few times. Well, but
the first time that Millie had ever skied speed, I'd done quite a bit of speed, but I'd never guided. It was in Aspen, so it was maybe 3 weeks into our kind of guiding relationship, and we'd never really trained this happening, so we didn't actually know what we were going to do. And as we pushed out, I nudged it with my shoulder. Comms went off, Millie had it on, I had it off, Millie had it on, I had it off, and this kept going until I just shouted, Millie, leave it! And then she went, I just heard, yeah, got it back on, and I think we still won that race somehow, which is quite lucky, but...
Now got that sorted, haven't we? Yeah, Brett always turns it on now.
And I think things like that, over time, you make them mistakes in training, you learn from them, and you come up with how you would deal with it. We were just extremely unfortunate that happened in a race the first time.
So Penny Briscoe said that yourself, Millie, and obviously you, Brett, and Mena are two of the best VI skiers that we've seen. I imagine that's quite a lot of pressure following on from Jade and Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. But for me, the biggest pressures that I put on myself and Brett puts on him is the pressures sort of within us. You know, I really want to do well. And then you sort of there's these other sort of pressures as well, external pressures. But the biggest pressures are very much intrinsic ones.
Have you got any advice for listeners of RNIB Connect Radio from the blind and partially sighted community if they would maybe want to get involved in something like this?
Definitely watch the Paralympics in March. Yeah, so obviously we've got the games, but skiing is a very sort of unique sport, and the sort of freedom and the things that I've gained from the sports since losing my sight is fantastic, and I definitely recommend anyone with a visual impairment to get involved. Disability Snowsport UK is probably the best place to start, and just give it a go.
And Brett, any advice for our sighted listeners that may want to get into guiding?
I would say definitely if the opportunity arises whether to give it a go, I would say it's such an eye-opener and it's so rewarding to be involved with this sport, even just to see how all the different athletes in the team, how much harder things are for them than ourselves. It really kind of makes me realise how much I personally took everything for granted when I was ski racing as a kid. I used to complain and say I didn't want to ski if it was a little bit foggy, or when I was skiing in Scotland and you couldn't see where you were going. And Millie and Mena and Kelly have to deal with that every single day of their life. So it's just really impressive, I suppose, for me.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good luck to both of you, and thank you very much for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.